今天我们的讲题是认识神与他的福气。
Today the topic of our preaching is to know God and His blessings.
那个阳光照在我们的眼，随着车那个房子。不用，你麻烦你把那个窗帘放下来。好，谢谢，可以，可以。你看到投影荧幕上的题目是认识神与他的福气。
You can see from the PowerPoint that the topic is to know God and His blessings.
然后你这个大纲里面你看到是认识神。
And then in the handout, you see that it is to know God.
真正的题目是荧幕上的那个题目。
The real one is the one on the PowerPoint.
经文就是以弗所书第一章十五节到十八节。
And the scripture comes from Ephesians chapter 1 verses 15 to 18.
让我们打开圣经以弗所书第一章第十五节。
So let's open our Bible to Ephesians chapter 1 verses 15.
以弗所书第一章十五节这么说，因此我既听见你们信从主耶稣，亲爱众圣徒，就为你们不住地祷感谢神，祷告的时候常提起你们，求你们，求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他，并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等的指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
Verse 15. For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I keep asking the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation, so that you may know him better. I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints.
以弗所书第一章第三节到十四节是谈到神在基督里赐给我们从天上来的那些福分。
Ephesians chapter 1 from verse 3 to 14 talk about the blessings that God has given us from heaven.
如果你看希腊文圣经的话，
If you look at the Greek Bible,
保罗就以一口气把这些福气讲完。
Paul described all these blessings in one whole, in one breath.
如果你看原文的话，就是第三节到第十四节是一个句子吧。
If you look at the original language, from verse 3 to 14, it is one sentence.
在我们中文圣经或者英文圣经，你看不到是一个句子。
But if you look at the Chinese translation or the English translation, you can't tell that it is one sentence.
但是在希腊文圣经里面却是整个一个句子。
But in the Greek Bible, it is one sentence.
你有没有写过文章啊？写的一个句子写的这么长。
Have you ever written something and put such a long sentence?
我可见保罗对于神那种所赐的福气存着一种很积极的那种态度。
So you can see that Paul really treasured what blessings we have received from God.
并且认为这些福气是何等的宝贵。
And that he know how precious these blessings are.
所以从今天的经文里面，我们看到保罗在祷告中为这些信徒祷告。
And from the scripture today, we can see that Paul was praying for these believers in his prayer.
也就是求神不只让他们知道这些福气，也要去认识这位神。
he's praying that not only will they know of this blessing, but that they will get to know this God.
你要去明白神所赐的福气。
And to understand the blessings that he has given.
那么请注意, 保罗不是为他们物质的需要而为他们祷告。
Please pay attention, Paul did not pray for their material profit.
而是求神直到他们更认识这位神。
But he prayed that they will all get to know this God better. So this is the kind of prayer that we need to learn after. A lot of times when we pray, we pray often for our material need or our physical need. But we neglect heavenly things.
但是保罗在这个三节到十四节已经说明了神永恒的计划。
But from verse 3 to 14, he talked about the eternal plan of God.
而且讲到神赐给我们从天上来的那种福气。
And that he has, and that God has given us all the heavenly blessings.
然后他讲我们应该去认识这位神。
And then he said we ought to know this God.
所以在祷告中保罗就这么做。
So in his prayer he said,
求我们主耶稣基督的神荣耀的父将那赐人智慧的和启示的灵赏给我们使你们真知道他。
I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
所以这节经文就是17节我们看到两个重点。
So in verse 17 we see two main points.
一个就是从神而来 的智慧和启示的灵。
It is talking about the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
然后另外就是讲到要去认识这位神。
And then he said you may know him better.
所以如果我们要去认识这位神的话，我们必须要从神而来的智慧和那启示的灵。
So if we're going to understand and know this God better, then we must receive the spirit of wisdom and revelation from him.
因为单靠人的理智没有办法认识这位神。
Because just by our own might, we will not be able to understand this God.
我们必须靠着这个圣灵来明白属灵的事情。
We need to know the spiritual things with the help of the Spirit.
一个人相信耶稣完全是圣灵的工作。
A person getting to know God, it is the work of the Holy Spirit.
我们把福音传给别人。
We witness to others.
我们在生活上见证耶稣基督。
We witness by how we live.
所以当一个人听了福音之后,
So as a person hears the gospel,
他信了耶稣,
He believed in Jesus Christ.
不是我们使他信耶稣,
It is not that we make him believe.
而是圣灵使他相信耶稣。
But it is the Holy Spirit that made him believe.
所以当我们看圣经的时候,
So as we read the Bible,
所以圣灵把这个真理启示给我们。
The Holy Spirit revealed the truth to us.
所以能够明白圣经里面所说的。
So we can understand what is said in the Bible.
所以圣灵不止把这个真理启示给我们。
So not only will the Holy Spirit reveal to us the truth.
那么18节也讲到, 圣灵也照明我们心中的眼睛。
In verse 18 it says he also enlightened us.
所以当我们看到18节那个心的时候,
And as you see in verse 18 it mentioned the word heart.
经常我们是想到人那种情感。
Oftentimes we thought about the emotion.
但是从圣经的观点来看,
But from the Bible's point of view,
心是指人的里面。
The heart is talking about the inner man.
这个就是包括我们的情感。
It includes our emotion.
也包括我们的意念。
Our mind.
包括我们的意志。
And our will.
所以这个心或者这个人的里面,
So this heart or the inner man,
是拥有这个人肉体那种知觉。
It includes the physical senses of a person.
比如说这个心, 可以看,
For example, this heart can see.
这个心可以去听,
this heart can hear.
这个心也可以去尝试,
it can also taste.
这个心也可以去闻,
it can smell.
这个心也可以去触摸,
and it can touch.
因为这些都是记录在圣经里面。
Because these are all recorded in the Bible.
所以主耶稣在马太福音十三章十三节这么说。
So Jesus said in Matthew 13:13.
他说，所以我用比喻对他们讲。是因他们看也看不见，听也听不见，也不明白。
He said, "This is why I speak to them in parables. Though seeing, they do not see; though hearing, they do not hear or understand."
所以耶稣讲，耶稣基督所讲的看和的听，是指心中的眼睛和心中的耳朵。
So what Jesus talked about seeing and hearing here is talking about the inner man seeing and hearing.
所以一个人不能够看到或者明白属灵的事情。
If a person cannot understand spiritual things,
不是因为他的理智出了问题，
it's not because there's something wrong with his mind,
而是因为他的心出了问题。
It is because there is a problem with his heart.
所以圣灵必须打开他的心门。
The Holy Spirit must open his heart.
属灵的事情必须透过圣灵才能够明白。
In order to understand spiritual things, it must go through the Holy Spirit.
所以在祷告中，保罗求神赐给信徒那种智慧和圣灵的启示，来明白属灵的事情。
So in his prayer, Paul prayed that God will grant them the wisdom and revelation from his Spirit.
使到他们能够去认识这位神。
So that they can get to know this God.
同样的，如果我们要去认识这位神的话，
Similarly, if we are going to know this God,
我们必须要求神赐给我们智慧和那个启示的灵，来去认识他。
We must ask God to grant us His wisdom and revelation.
认识神可以说是一件终身的大事。
To know God is, we can say it is a very the most important thing in our life.
有很多人认为结婚是终身的大事。
A lot of people think that marriage is the most important thing.
但是对于基督徒来讲，认识神是终身的大事。
But to a Christian, knowing God is the most important.
是我们一生中一件很重要的事情。
It is a important event in our life.
无神论者认为这个宇宙是没有神。
Atheists think that there is no God.
所以他们不需要去认识这位神。
So they don't need to get to know the God.
不可知论者呢，他们说如果有一位神的话。
The agnostics said that if there is a God.
但是他说人没有办法去认识这位神。
But then they also said men will never be able to understand him.
但是基督徒相信这个宇宙有一位真神。
But Christians believe that there is one God in this universe.
然后靠着这个圣灵，我们能够去认识这位神。
And through the Holy Spirit, we can know this God.
如果你已经相信了耶稣，
If you have already become a believer,
你和我在我们的一生中必须去认识这位神。
You and I must spend a lifetime getting to know this God.
认识神是一个过程。
Knowing God is a process.
有开始也有结束。
There is a beginning and then there's an end.
所以当一个人相信耶稣那一个时刻，
From the moment he believed in Jesus,
他就开始认识这位神。
He began this process of knowing God.
同时他也得到这个永生的生命。
And he also at the same time received eternal life.
因为这个是在约翰福音十七章第三节讲的。
Because this was mentioned in John 17 verse 3.
这里讲到认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
It says here, now this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ.
然后刚才我讲过，认识神不是一阵子的事情。
Just now I mentioned, knowing God is not just a short event.
是一个过程。
It is a process.
就好像一个成圣的过程一样。
It is just like a process of sanctification.
我们圣经在腓立比书三章十节也这么说。
In the Bible, Philippians chapter 3 verse 10 it says,
他说我们应当认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死。
I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in his suffering, becoming like him in his death.
所以每次当我们拿起这本圣经来看的时候，
And every time when you open the Bible to read,
我们是去认识这位神，
We are getting to know God.
因为这本圣经基本上就是讲到这位神和他的作为。
Because basically the Bible tells us about this God and also of his deeds.
如果我们不去看这本圣经，读这本圣经的话，
If we do not read the Bible,
我们没有办法去认识这位神。
There is no way you can know this God.
在这一生中，虽然我们不能够完完全全的去认识这位神。
Even though in this lifetime we will not be able to know him completely.
但是圣经讲到有一天我们能够完全的认识这位神。
But the Bible tells us that one day we will know him completely.
因为哥林多前书第十三章十二节讲得很清楚。
Because it states it clearly in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 12.
他说我们如今防过对着镜子观看模糊不清，到那时候就要面对面了。我如今知道的有限，到那时就完全知道，如同主知道我一样。
Now we see but a poor reflection as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part.Then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known.
换句话说，保罗说，当我们进入新天新地的时候
，In another words, as we enter the new world,
他说，我们将会完全的认识这位神。
Then we will get, know this God completely.
啊，并且能够知道之前不知道的神的事情。
And then we will get to know what we don't understand before.
所以我们看到认识神是一个过程。
So we can see knowing God is a process.
啊，但很多时候基督徒啊，一个人相信了耶稣。
But a lot of times after a person became a believer.
啊，他就停留在那里。
He stopped right there.
啊，他也不去读经，也不祷告。
He does not read the Bible. He does not pray.
啊，他对属灵的事情也没有去追求。
He did not seek after the spiritual things.
啊，一个放上这个 autistic 那个autisticism 那个孩子。
A child with autism.
Autism 中文叫什么？啊，自闭症。他的智力啊，发展的能力很低。
He has difficulty in his mental development.
如果很严重的话，他没有办法去认识他的父母亲。
If it is a serious condition, then he would not be able to even recognize his parents.
我有一个朋友他生了一个孩子，就是患上这种病。
I have a friend who had a child with this.
他父母亲非常伤心。
The parents were very sad.
因为每次他这个孩子几乎不能够认得他的父母亲。
Because this child cannot recognize.
也不会叫爸爸妈妈。
And he cannot call mom or dad.
所以父母做父母亲的感到非常的伤心。
So the parents were heartbroken.
那么同样的，身为神的儿女。
Similarly, as a child, as children of God.
如果我们不认识我们的天父。
If we don't know our heavenly father.
我们的天父也会伤心。
Our heavenly father will be sad.
所以神拣选了我们。
God has chosen us.
把我们从最终拯救出来。
He lifted us out of sin.
成为他的儿女。
To become his children.
不是要我们只是得到这个永生的生命。
He did that not just because he wanted us to only get the eternal life.
而是要在我们的一生中来去认识他。
But he wanted us to get to know him in our lifetime.
认识神跟我们的信心是有密切的关系的。
Knowing God has a tight relationship with our faith.
所以当我们越认识这位神的时候，
The more we get to know this God,
我们的信心就越会成长。
Our faith will grow that much more.
我们就会越信靠他。
And we will trust in him. We will trust in him that much more.
那么在我还没有信耶稣之前呢？
Before I became a believer,
这位神对于我来说是很陌生。
This God is unreal to me.
那么我完全不认识他。
I don't know him at all.
那么后来有一天，我的哥哥把这个耶稣基督介绍给我。
But one day, my older brother introduced Jesus to me.
那个时候我就开始读这本圣经。
So from that point on, I began to read the Bible.
我就去认识这位神。
I get to know this God.
那么后来 我就相信了耶稣基督。
So later, I believed in Jesus Christ.
所以在我还没有信耶稣之前。
So before I became a believe in Jesus.
那么我的心中是没有神。
There was no God in my heart.
但是现在我的生命里已经有了这位神。
But now there is God in my life.
那么接受圣灵的光照和圣灵的带领。
And through the guidance of the Holy Spirit and is an enlightenment.
我就愿能够认识这位神。
Then I can get to know this God more and more.
那么以致使到我的信心能够成长。
So that my faith can grow.
以致使到我能够愿信靠他。
And that I can trust him more.
所以圣经告诉我们，除了我们要认识这位神。
So the Bible said, besides knowing this God.
我们在试的时候也要知道神这个恩召。
We also need to know his calling.
而且这个恩召是给我们带来那个指望的恩召。
And this calling is to bring forth our hope.
所以在神还没有创立这个世界之前。
So before God created the heaven and the earth.
那么圣经讲到很清楚，神就拣选了我们成为他的儿女。
The Bible told us clearly that he has chosen us.
神在很多人万人当中把我们呼召出来。
He called us out of millions.
所以呼召这两个字经常出现在圣经里面。
So the word calling appeared in the Bible often.
那么如果我们看这个教会我们中文是看教会如果在原文的话，它是有两个字拼在一起。
The word church actually has two words in Greek.
如果把它翻译成中文的话
，If we translated it，
它的意思，教会的意思就是呼召出来。
The meaning of the church is called out.
换句话说，教会是神从万人当中呼召出来的。
And in other words, the church is called out by God from the world.
神从万人当中把我们呼召出来。
God has called us out of millions.
而且在他的面前成为一个圣洁。
To become a holy.
无有瑕疵的人。
Without any fault.
所以保罗说，他自己也是被神呼召出来的。
Paul said he himself was called out by God.
并且在还没有出世之前，神已经把他分别了出来。
And before he was born, God had separated him.
在彼得前书也讲到。
And in 1 Peter it says,
基督徒是被神从黑暗中呼召出来，进入光明的国度里面。
That the Christians are being called out of the darkness to enter into lightness.
所以身为基督徒，我们不只要知道神的恩召。
So as a Christian, not only do we need to know God's calling.
我们也要知道那种恩召所带来那种指望。
We also need to know the hope that follows this calling.
所以神的恩召是一个有指望的恩召。
So God's calling is a calling that has hope.
所以保罗在祷告的时候，呼求信徒必须明白这个真理。
So in Paul's prayer, he prayed.That the believers will understand this calling.
基督徒不是一群没有盼望的人。
Christians is not a group of people without hope.
他们都是有指望的人。
They all have hope.
因为他们圣经讲得很清楚，他们得到这个永生的生命。
Because the Bible clearly states that they have received eternal life.
那么圣经也讲到，虽然我们这个肉体已经在衰退，我们这个肉体在劳苦，在叹息。
So the Bible said, even though our physical being is deteriorating, is groaning.
最后要归入这个尘土。
And one day it will return to dust.
但是当主耶稣基督再来的时候。
But then one day when Jesus returns.
所有的基督徒将会从死里复活过来。
All Christians will resurrect from the dead.
进入一个新天新地里面。
To enter a new world, a new heaven.
所以启示录是一本带给人盼望的一本书。
So the book of Revelation is a book of hope.
每次当你觉得很灰心或者很绝望的时候。
Every time when you feel depressed or you want to give up.
我鼓励你去看启示录。
I encourage you to read Revelation.
启示录好像圣经那本那个大结局一样。
The Revelation is like the big conclusion of the Bible.
啊，我小的时候很喜欢看那些武侠片。
When I was little, I liked to watch those kung fu movies.
啊，偏偏这些武侠片不是一做了一次就完。
But then the kung fu movies did not just end in with one.
啊，它有两部或者三部。
It will have continuation like the second or the third one.
可以看了第一部，还要等一阵子才可以看第二部。
So after I finish with the first one, I have to wait until they make the second movie.
然后他们还有一个最后一部就是大结局。
And then they have the last movie, which is the big conclusion.
所以启示录好像这个大结局一样。
So Revelation is just like a big conclusion.
启示录给我们带来给基督徒那种盼望。
Revelation brings forth hope to the Christians.
如果我们看启示录二十一章跟二十二章。
If we look at Revelation chapter 21 and 22,
那边讲到新天新地的事情。
It talk about things related to the new heaven and new earth.
比如说21章三节到四节。
For example, in chapter 21 verses 3 and 4.
他说我听见有大声音从宝座出来，看啊，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同在，他们要做他的子民。
And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying,Now the dwelling of God is with man, and he will live with them. They will be his people.
神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，不再有悲伤、哭号、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。
And God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain.For the old order of things has passed away.
那么新天新地肯定是一个美好的地方。
So the new heaven and new earth is for sure a wonderful place.
因为圣经讲到那里是没有悲伤、没有疼痛、没有病痛的一个地方。
Because there, the Bible says, will have no mourning, no crying, no pain.
然后难怪保罗在腓立比书第一章第二十三节这么说。
No wonder Paul said in Philippians chapter 1 verse 23.
他说我正在两难之间情愿离世与基督同在因为这是好得无比的
He said I am torn between the two I desire to depart and be with Christ which is better by far
然后保罗说如果有个选择的话
So Paul said if there is a choice
他宁愿与主同在
He would rather be with the Lord
因为他知道那是一个美好的地方
Because he knows it is a far better place
但是保罗说因为福音的缘故我宁愿留下
But Paul continued and said Because of the gospel I would be willing to stay
所以基督徒必须明白这个恩召所带来那种指望
So Christians must understand the hopebring forth by God's calling.
然后圣经也讲到我们不要好像那些没有指望的人。
And the Bible also said, don't be like those that are without hope.
因为在帖撒罗尼迦教会曾经有这样的人。
Because in the church of Thessalonica, there were people like that.
他们不明白关于耶稣基督再来的事情。
They did not understand the things about Jesus' return.
所以他们觉得没有指望。
So they feel hopeless.
所以这个指望跟我们今天这个信心是有很密切的关系。
So hope is closely related to our faith.
所以明白主耶稣基督再来的事情能够影响我们今天的信心。
So if we understand about the things about Jesus' second coming, then it is going to affect our faith.
所以明确的指望能够成为我们生命中那种动力。
Assurance of the hope will become the moving force in our life.
也能够帮助我们过一个圣洁的生活。
And it can also help us live a holy life.
一个人有永恒的指望。
If a person has eternal hope,
他能够在生活里面能够面对很多困难和很多的挑战。
He can face a lot of challenges and difficulties.
所以在保罗的祷告中
，So in Paul's prayer,
他恳求神。的灵能够照明信徒的心。
He prays that God's Spirit will enlighten believers' hearts.
使他们能够知道神的恩召和所带来的那种指望。
So that they may know the hope to which they were called.
那么除了这个之外
，And besides this,
在保罗的祷告中，他也要求我们明白我们所得的那个基业。
He also prays that we will understand the glorious inheritance.
那么上个星期我谈到这个神所赐给我们的基业。
Last week I talked about the inheritance that God has given us.
这个基业就是我们的永生的生命和那个得数的那个身体。
The inheritance is we have eternal life and also that our physical self will one day be changed.
那么这个得数的身体就是成为我们得到的基业和成为神的基业。
And this would become as our physical body was changed, then we became then the inheritance of God.
而圣经讲到神已经预定我们得到这个基业了。
The Bible says God has already ordained us to receive this inheritance.
所以我们可见这个基业是何等的宝贵。
So we know how precious this inheritance is.
我们应当珍惜我们所得到这个基业。
We need to treasure this inheritance.
那么当一个人成为基督徒以后，
As a person became a believer,
那么从一个属灵的角度来看，
From a spiritual point of view,
他是一个富有的人。
He is a rich man.
成为一个富有的人，
Becoming a rich man,
和明白自己是一个富有的人，
And to know that he is a rich man,
是两回事情。
It's two different things.
那么曾经有一个这个报章的出版社的的主人。
There was the owner of this newspaper company.
那么他的名字叫做 William Hearst.
His name is William Hearst.
那么除了自己是一个报馆的主人之外。
Besides being the publisher of this newspaper,
他经常派人到海外，到世界各地去收集这些艺术品。
He would send people all over the world to look for artistic or treasure in art.
那么有一天，他发掘到一些很贵重的那些艺术品。
One day he noticed there were some very treasured art treasures out there.
那么他就派人到海外去寻找这些艺术品。
So he sent people all over the world to find these treasures.
那么找了好几个月，那么后来给他找到。
And so after several months of seeking and searching, they were able to find it.
那么他的工人就跟他讲。
So his personnel came back and told him.
他说我是在你的仓库里面找到。
He said I found these treasures in your warehouse.
这个 William Hearst 他花费了很多金钱、这个时间和精力去寻找这个贵重的艺术品。
William Hearst spent a lot of money, time, and energy trying to find these art treasures.
但却不知道自己仓库里面已经在那边。
Unknowingly, they were already in his warehouse.
如果他有看他的货品那个目录的话。
And if he had looked at his treasure catalog,
他就省了很多很多的时间。
Then he would have saved a lot of time,
很多的金钱，很多的麻烦。
A lot of money and a lot of trouble.
而同样的，不少的基督徒不知道自己拥有这个基业。
And similarly, a lot of Christians don't know that they have this inheritance.
所以就在这个世界上寻找这个物质来满足这个空虚的心灵。
So they try all their might to satisfy themselves with worldly possessions.
就好像所罗门王在一生中把他的生命投资在这个物质享受上。
It's just like King Solomon spent all of his life trying to satisfy himself with material things.
但是他最后他发觉到这个财富是从神而来的。
But then at last he noticed that all the treasure comes from God.
这个财富不是从世界物质而来的。
And this treasure did not come from material things.
所以圣经告诉我们，我们应当去认识这位神。
The Bible tells us we need to know this God.
我们也必须要去明白神所赐给我们这些福气。
We also need to know the blessings God has given us.
所以在保罗的祷告当中，
So in Paul's prayer,
他就是恳求信徒去认识这位神，而且明白神所赐给我们的福分。
Paul prays that believers will know this God and also understand the believing, the blessings that he has given us.
那这个祷告也盼望成为你跟我的祷告。
And may this prayer become the prayer for you and I.
我就是在我们的一生中里面
and that in our lifetime,
能够专心的去认识这位神，而且明白 神所赐给我们这些福分。
That we can focus our energy on knowing Him and to understand the blessings He has given us.
让我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢你，感谢你赐给我们今天的话语。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the words you have given us today.
求主帮助我们在我们的一生中能够专心的去认识你。
We pray that we can all focus on knowing you with our, in our lifetime.
而且明白神你所赐给我们这些福分。
And to understand the blessings you have given us.
不要把我们的时间浪费在这些属世的事情。
Help us not to waste our time on worldly matters.
天父，求你帮助我们。
Heavenly Father, we ask of your help.
求主你坚固我们的信心。
Please strengthen our faith.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.